This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, another chance, another opportunity for us to level the playing field when it comes to information and conversation. You have come to play with the right people. I am Doug Steffen. I like to be a player. Not that kind of a player. Victoria Keelan is a player. Not that kind of a player. Kara Schillen is a player. I'm not sure about her yet. So here we are. As we work our way through the DJV show, no protests. I guess I'll keep going.
I don't have anything to say.
So. Really? All right. So, you know how conversation on programs like this is often dependent on information that comes from other sources. We have our own opinions, perspectives. We opine on the facts often. And we do that to give you a chance to sort of talk back to us, literally and figuratively. Can't tell you how many times I get people saying, I heard what you said when I was driving to work, and I was talking back to the radio, and I couldn't hear you. Sorry about that, sir, but send us a comment if you want to. At Doug Steffen on Twitter is a good way to do it, or facebook.com/DJV show. Pretty soon the website will be we have a sort of a lousy website. We've had it for a while, and so now we've redone it all. And in the next, week or two, I think, Victoria, we'll have a way to get really to the heart of each one of the programs, the DJV thing, especially important for a lot of you who like to listen to what Jennifer and Victoria and Kara have to say about some of the silly things going on. Although, please forgive me if I suggest The Bachelorette is silly. I know it's serious stuff to Kara.
It's a guilty pleasure. It's a guilty pleasure.
Apparently, Victoria's getting in on the act, too.
This season, Kara stuck me in.
All right. There is something that is, this is like me beating a dead horse in a manner of speaking with some people because they hear me when I go off on this. But I don't do it to say, oh, here's Doug, the smartest guy in town. Oh, here's Doug aggrandizing himself because he was the first person to talk about this with any visibility. But I was, and I don't mind admitting that I've made a lot of people angry over the past 10 years. 10 years. It was actually, let me think now. It was 5 years ago. It was 2012. When I first went off on the link between football and problems in the brain. And so since that time, it was about a year later when the you-know-what hit the fan, when it came to the brains of former NFL players. This is where it all began. But then it has spread to other sports. It's spread to other activities. It's spread to all kinds of things, examining the brain. So now there's a new study out this week. Researchers at Boston University School of Medicine have examined, and the VA system here in Boston, examining a couple of hundred brains that belong to men who played football at all levels. The brains were donated for research. They found that in the 202 brains they looked at, 177 of them had basically a washout. 87% of the brains were diseased because of, and then they put the pieces together, all but one of the brains of the worst were all ex-NFL players.
Yep.
They had been diagnosed with the CTE, which is the basic brain busting that goes on because of all of the activity that happens after your meninges is loosened and you have concussions and all that other stuff. How much more information do you need? This stuff comes at you almost every week now. And as we get to the beginning of the football season, people are back in there. Oh, wow, it's great. My son's going to play tackle, left tackle. He's a sophomore in high school. He's going to get his brains beaten in, you morons. Is that too harsh? Doesn't sound very sensitive, does it?
You know, it's...
I say that parents who push their children into playing football are bad, irresponsible parents. And you can yell and scream at the radio all you want to, but there is just fact upon fact. Of what do you need for information to know that this is bad? And your daughters that are playing soccer, same thing. And you can say, well, they could have problems in anything.
It's not as bad. I played soccer and lacrosse my whole life, so soccer is not as bad. I very rarely ever took a header.
In the head from a 40-mile-an-hour ball. That didn't happen often, but it happened.
No. Yeah, it's not as bad. And you just can choose to not take headers. That's the thing. In football, you can't choose to not get hit. That's part of the game. In right. soccer, you can choose to take a header or not. Yeah. It's totally up to you.
Yeah. You know what's interesting, though, is, you know, I feel like every time this makes headlines, then people talk about, oh, what can we do? But then nothing really happens. You know, last time we were talking about this, I feel like I saw multiple people saying, well, maybe we can... you know, play younger football without helmets, because in that way they can teach people how to hit each other in efficient ways that aren't damaging their heads. And people, if you don't have a helmet on, people don't feel like they're so invincible.
Yeah, girls football, then that'd be more fun watching girls football than
What's funny, though, is, you know, you're talking about parents. If you let your kids play football, then you're a bad parent. But I feel like until something really happens at the highest level of the sport, which is the NFL, until they're willing to admit that there's actually an issue.
Well, they have admitted it because they put millions of dollars away.
Yeah.
To pay to the ex-players.
But I mean, until they openly say something and do something, I don't see how it's going to have any impact on lower levels. Because it's like, people, if you're playing football as a kid, then these are the people that you're looking up to. These mm-hmm. people who play in the NFL. And as long as they're still saying, yeah, it's fine, and continuing to let adults play, then I don't see why anything
would
change for
exactly.
younger people.
Thank you. That's my point. That's it. So let's step up the ladder to the next rung. And look at the information that's come out in the last 24 hours about dementia, because dementia is on the rise dramatically. But the good thing about this, people sort of like this program, because after we go through, not everything, but after we go through problems, there's often a solution or a suggested solution to the problem. So here's the suggested solution to keep you away from the statistic that will be 130 million strong in the next, 15, 20, 25 years? In that period of time, between now and, let's say, 2050, 131 million people living with dementia around the world. 131 million with dementia. That means we need to support your brain health, our brain health, mine, yours, all of us. So you can start by cultivating a vibrant social life, friends, people you can talk to or talk at, in the case of the radio. Listening to us is stimulating. You can listen to us and prevent dementia. How's that for a slogan? I can see it now in the trades. Listen to Doug, Jen, Victoria, and don't get dementia. Well, it really is true, though. Keeping your brain active in any way, playing mm-hmm. cards, and doing things
puzzles,
with your brain.
Crosswords, yeah, that all that stuff. Yep, that is really incredible, helpful. Is this a dietary thing as well?
Yep.
That there's such a rise of it now?
Yep, very smart. Yep, that's right, Victoria. Healthy weight, eating well, keeping your blood sugar balanced, exercising, keeping your body moving. That's the way it works. That's the way it works. Now, so let's go one step further. You may have heard us talking about the impact that your phone has on your sperm count.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just one step further. Imagine when you hold that phone up to your ear, what it's doing to your brain.
Oh, I know.
Does that take, if it ruins your sperm, what the hell is it doing to your brain?
It's true.
Right?
And that's, I mean, for me, I always use headphones. I never talk on the phone. Yeah. Luckily, people who know me know don't bother calling me anyway because I hate talking on the phone. But people just text me. But, yeah, it's so important. And the thing that I didn't like about the iPhone 7, the newest model, it took away the ability to use the regular wired headphones. And because they're trying to force you into using the wireless. That's just more radiation that's going right into your brain. In your ears.
Complete radiation. You're being suckered into using these things. So what I do, I put it on speaker, and I hold it. I hold the phone about 4 inches away from my mouth. So that way I can hear what's coming. You can actually, by the way, on an iPhone, I don't know if you can do this on a Droid or not, but on an iPhone, you can hear, you can feel, if you put the phone the way I do, about 4 inches away from my mouth, so the bottom end where the microphone is going to be close to your mouth so that people can hear you. But if you, as you're listening to people, you will feel a little sort of a brush or a breath coming out of the speaker. Have you ever noticed that? Try it. Listen, as you listen to a message or you're listening to somebody talk to you, hold the phone 4 inches away from your mouth and you will feel air coming out of the phone. Try it.
Right. I know
you ever done that?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. Right. It's part of the cooling system inside the phone.
Yeah. So, again, the idea here is to ask you to think about what the phone is doing to your brain and how to keep it from doing that is to do what I just suggested. I'm sure there are plenty of other things. Victoria's suggestion is great. Kara, what do you do when you're talking on the phone? Do you use earbuds? Do you keep it away from your face? What do you do?
It depends, I guess, for how long I'll be talking.
You actually think about that.
Or where I am. Sometimes I use speakerphone, but I honestly do have it against my face most of the time.
Don't do it. We don't need you to go down into the silly zone. We need you there so you can push the buttons like you're about to do right now. This is the DJV Experience at 19 past the hour.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99 placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
The kids are not listening to me.
I got this. Who wants ice cream?
Oh, so that's how you get them to listen.
With available powerful third-row seats in the Ford Explorer, there's always more room for the whole family. And then some.
Impressive, huh?
No, not really.
Wait, who are the two in the third row?
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Now with summer's hottest offer. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Guess what, Friday? Thursday is coming for you. You've been the best day of the week for far too long. But now every Thursday, Buffalo Wild Wings sells boneless wings at a discounted price. That's right, Friday. Thursday's looking real confident. And it's not afraid to use partial-priced wings to be the big man on the calendar. Boneless Thursdays. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
All right, so the reality of sports, trades kind of scary. When a player leaves your favorite team, you can't like them anymore, right? You can't even wear their jersey except at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and sports. They won't judge. Others might, but not at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and sports. Keep up with the daily broadcast. All of the hours of the DJV Experience can be found by searching Doug Steffen Now at TuneIn Radio. Get the app TuneIn Radio, Doug Steffen Now. 21 after the hour.
anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have I recognized that group? You are correct. It is the Backstreet Boys. Got their first hit country song of the year, involved in a collaboration with Florida Georgia Line. And now the two acts are teaming up for a CMT Crossroads episode, which will air next month. This sounds like something you wouldn't want to do in your back seat, but cross-genre television show featuring all-star group performances of the biggest singles of both of the groups, Backstreet Boys and Florida Georgia Line. I Want It That Way, As Long As You Love Me, Backstreet Boys music we all know, Cruise, and then the partnership on the platinum hit God, Your Mama, and Me. I don't know. Do we have that?
Yeah, that's song? The one we just came in with. That's the collaboration that they did together.
Oh, okay. You did explain it to me well. I just didn't put the pieces together correctly. Thank you.
It just seems like such an odd mix, but it works.
Yeah.
It does work in a very weird way, but yeah.
They're doing this Crossroads together, but they're also on tour together right now, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Really?
Huh. Which is probably a pretty good show.
Yeah, sounds good. This is a country music television Crossroads that featured musical mashups like Def Leppard and Taylor Swift, huh?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow. Did they do Alicia Keys and Maren Morris? Is that what that
was? Yeah, they did. Yeah. That was great.
John Mayer and Keith Urban, Carrie Underwood and Steven Tyler. There's a couple.
That's a weird
one.
Wow, he's zowie. So, anyway, so it's neat. It's kind of nice to have that, just a little different flavor for those people who are getting tired of the same old, same old. So there it is. I've always liked the Backstreet. Always thought that they were good.
So you were BSB over NSYNC?
Boo, NSYNC.
NSYNC.
No, I didn't mind. Well, I kind of, in my own, maybe professing my own ignorance, I put Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, New Kids on the Block,
See, you weren't super invested. If you grew up with them, then it was like it was one or the other, and you had to be Christina Aguilera or Britney Spears. You couldn't be. You couldn't be all of them. You had to be one side.
Why doesn't somebody arrange a wrestling match between Britney Spears?
Celebrity wrestling match between all of them. That'd be great.
Here's some more news from the world of country music, as that's the focus. Music is the focus of this portion of every hour of our program. Miranda Lambert, a couple of years ago, involved in one of the most high-profile celebrity breakups. Remember, she was married to Blake Shelton, no longer. They have kept things friendly, amicable. They both have found love again, it would appear. Gwen Stefani and Shelton going hot and heavy. Lambert moved on with Anderson North, South, East, and West. I guess they settled on East, though, right? Anderson East. So now, apparently, they're engaged. Where'd this rumor start? Is this a...
With our very own Rich McFadden.
McFadden started that? Now, what does he know?
Well, Miranda. We saw Anderson East over the weekend in concert, so maybe there was a certain glow about him.
Yeah. So, but she asked him. He didn't ask her, right?
That's the story. They were on the phone, and she asked him.
Hey, baby, you want to get married?
I don't know. I didn't even think she was that into him.
Well, that's what when Rich told us, me and Jen, we looked at each other and we said...
Jen and I?
Me and Jen, just the two of us, we looked at each other and said, I didn't think she even liked him. What? Yeah. But...
Apparently, Anderson thought Miranda was joking when she called, and apparently she's not joking. She's serious. He didn't think twice about saying yes, according to some of the reports from McFadden. He's in the know and on the go, so we got to trust that information. Miranda and Anderson, sitting in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. We know that.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224.
800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
They are DJB experience. I'm doing varsity English in my head. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen to discuss the things in the world that are all part of this huge, wonderful, this vastness. Ever think about how much there is to do with our time? Ever think about as you start your day or go through the day, we have our work and we have so many different things that we can be distracted by, so many different things going on in the world, so many things that we can have fun with. I think that this is what confuses me. I think one of the reasons there are so many people around who seem to be crazy today, sometimes in a nice way and sometimes in not such a nice way, is because there's so much around us. The things that we have to choose, we have to, but most people are about the business of choosing what they want to do with their lives and with their time. Do you ever think about why you choose the things that you do, Victoria? Why do you choose to do this for work? Why do you choose to spend time with your mother? Why did you choose to marry Lewis? What is it that you do with your time together that you choose to do, whether it's recreation, friends, Think about all of the opportunities. You know, we're hit every single day of our lives, whether you realize it or not. I think this is fascinating. Most people are hit with about 3,000 messages a day as to what to do, where to go, how to live, what your life is about. These are all part of the choices. I knew this because when I was doing mornings in Palm Beach a number of years ago, there was the fellow who was the manager of the radio station, decided to do some billboards on Interstate 95 as you came into Palm Beach County about me and the radio program on the radio station. And so as part of the research, the people that ran the outdoor advertising company said, do you realize that people are hit with 3,000 messages a day, and how do you cut through it? And, of course, if you use their billboard and do it right, that's going to give you big results. But that's always stayed with me. The fact that we are, the suggestions come from everywhere, whether it's advertising, your friends, whatever, do this, do that, go here, go there, be that way, be this way. It's time, focus, and attention. And so you can't really delegate that to anybody else. You got to be the one who decides what you want to do with your time. And it's just a fascinating thing to look at and understand. And again, I ask you the question. It wasn't rhetorical, Victoria. How do you think you go about the business of deciding what you want to do with your time?
Well, the examples you gave, you know, spending time with my mom, doing this show and being with Lewis, I mean, the common thread is I love all of those things. So that's what motivates me to keep doing all of those things is just because I love them. Yeah. I'm happy that I'm at a point in my life where there are very few things that I have to do. I mean, besides, like, you have to pay bills and you have to pay rent and things like that.
Right.
But there are very few things that I really have to do, and I'm just at a really happy point in my life of having that sort of freedom and independence to choose how I spend my time.
And at your age, that's a blessing. I will tell you, it's taken me a long
time. I feel like at my age, it
there.
Starts to happen, though.
Yeah, well, it ought to.
When you're in your 30s, I think that's where you start to claim your life as your own.
Didn't for me until I was in my 40s, but yeah. What about you, Kara? Now, you have the advantage of listening to the two people who are senior to you explain their explain how they make the choices. How do you make your choices?
I guess I like to think that I make choices based on what makes me
Do you
happy,
think, do you really think, do you think I want to do this because it will make me happy, or is it just kind of come as a sort of generic thing? You find things that make you happy by experimentation, and then you stick with the things that you do them over again. Like, if you like to play golf, first time you play golf, you don't know whether you like it or you don't like it.
Yeah, I definitely don't do that. I don't play golf.
Well, but I'm using that as an example.
No,
it could be swimming, or it could be work, or me getting on a tractor, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I don't actually do all that much in my life. I feel like, but what do you do besides you go to work, and then I go to the gym a couple times a week, and I go to that specific gym because I like that gym, but I don't actually, I don't love working out that much. It's not my favorite thing to do in the world, and if I never had to do it and I could still be healthy, then I would probably not do it.
Yeah,
but I go to that specific one because it's a group class, and I like the people there, and I like the trainer. And I go to the pool on the weekend because I love swimming, and I like warm temperatures, and I think it's fun. And I hang out with friends when I can because I think it's fun. Mm. But besides that, I mean, I don't have a tractor to ride, and I don't have
Doug could probably arrange for that.
You can come up to the farm, and we'll give you a tractor.
I'm sure you would love that.
Maybe the question may be better put. If somebody watched you every day, could they tell what was really important to you? Ben, I asked that about, remember, the reason I have these conversations with the girls is because I want you to ask yourself the same question. If somebody watched what you did today and tomorrow and yesterday, could they tell by watching you through your waking hours what was really the most important thing to you, what your goals are in life?
I think it would be so obvious. If someone had a spy cam on me, you would within 30 seconds know that, you know, that Lewis is my priority just by the number of times we text each other during
lucky
the day.
Lucky him. That's lucky. Lucky him.
And my dogs, our dogs are, you know, they're our furry children. So I think it would be, and I have a strong work ethic that I think you would see in a concentrated way of when I do my work and the concentration that I put into that. Yeah. I don't get easily distracted when I'm working. So I think it would be very obvious that you could see I compartmentalize different things in my life. And, yeah, I think people could figure me out pretty quickly.
I think for me, some things you would be able to. So the few permanent things in my life, like you would be able to see that my family is important to me and my friends are and my work is and that I work very hard and I try to be good at my job. And then, you know, I talk to my friends pretty regularly throughout the day. And if I have time, I'll generally talk to my mom at least a couple times a week. But I feel like besides those things that have been a part of my life for a while, there aren't that many things that are super permanent. I don't have pets. I don't have a relationship that I'm in. So those things are not really, you know, like many things in my life could change over the course. And I guess that goes for everyone, but I feel like I don't have that many permanent things in my life right now.
Okay,
so that's why, yeah. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, but I think that you could maybe look at my life and you wouldn't necessarily be able to see right away what the important things are.
That's the biggest difference, I think, between Kara and me, and that's a 10-year age difference.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that's probably exactly the main difference, is just the permanency.
Yeah. And so...
But 10 years ago, when I was 24 or whatever Kara is, I mean, that's the same thing. Like I'd had, you know, a rental apartment and I lived alone and didn't have a boyfriend. And, you know, I had all the same exact things. I had friends and a job, but, you know, the same thing.
And your mother was right. Oh, please, Victoria, get a life with you. What's going to happen to you?
No, she was like, please stop having so much of a life.
There you go. I think that to summarize this, think about yourself as a person who had nothing in his or her life. And if you didn't have anything in your life and you didn't have anything that you cared about, it's likely that you wouldn't have people who cared about you either. I think the two go sort of hand in hand. If you have a purpose in your life, a cause, if you care about something or somebody deeply, those things will come back around and they will enhance your life, the things and the people.
Well, that's true.
People,
I mean,
your
relationships are based on things that are important to you.
Yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
I think if you didn't care about anything, then you might have friends or you might have people in your life.
Well,
but what would it be based on? If none of you cared about anything, then you wouldn't care about keeping in touch with each other. You might just randomly see someone and say hi.
If you don't give a darn about anything,
you might just sit around smoking pot together or something like that.
Yeah.
But you, I don't know, your morals and your goals and things like that, that's what your relationships are based on.
Yeah. So think about it this way. If you don't care about anything or anybody, nobody's going to care about you. So, you know, give it that, if you will, give it that latitude. And think about, as you go through your morning, your day, what you care about and who you care about, and acknowledge that. I think that's a fabulous way to spend some time. I do it now all the time, all the time. It's really, it makes you feel good because it is good that you have people and things that you care about. And vice versa. And I think when I really realized, I think I maybe in my own way, I realized it early on. Well, not early. I mean, I cared about my children for sure, but it was all about them and it was never about me, which I think is part of the problem of the helicopter world that we live in with parents and stuff. The parents make it all about them as much as they do the children. And I think that's a real serious problem because kids can't grow up. They can't fall down. They can't break something. They can't get dirty. They can't experience life. And so we got a bunch of really sissified wusses seriously.
It's true, though. I mean, I don't have kids yet, but it's true. I mean, you see... Gosh, you see,
if your kids
are scheduled. Their whole days are scheduled, and they're in pre-K. I mean, it's crazy.
So you can't find out what their passions are.
Right.
I was talking about my grandson, Miles, being in this once-a-week sort of social school setting, and I went in last week. It was a week ago. When was it? It was Tuesday, Monday. A week ago Monday, I went in and spent some time in the school with him and watched his interaction. And you could see at that point what they cared about. Miles cares about trucks, tractors. He cares about little animals. He cares about his mother. He understands, you know, he knows what those connections are. And he looks at the other kids like they are from the planet Zog doesn't even know what to make of the other kids yet. But that's part of the socialization of it. I never had that when I was a kid. I spent all my time. I was really very late coming to the socialization table because I didn't have any socialization really at home.
But you did have two sisters, right?
Yeah, but we didn't ever really interact much. They were off doing their thing. I was doing my thing. We didn't stay home. We just got out of the house because it was better to be out of the house than in the house. And so my older sister and I have never been particularly close. My younger sister and I are closer. She lives down the street. She stayed here in town, as did I. My older sister moved away. We don't have a lot in common other than our name and our heritage. And I would do anything for them because they're my blood, but I wouldn't do it for them because I really felt like they were the most important people in my life, because they aren't. But that happens a lot.
Yeah, I guess so.
And I think that's part of the question rhetorically that I asked, what do you care about? What do you give a darn about? There are probably three, four people that are close to me that I care about. And then there are another half a dozen or so, maybe 10, and you're included in that, that I work with and I care about because we spend so much time together. And when you really get down to brass tacks, I spend more time with you than I do with anybody else, and likewise, you with me.
You know, I was talking to my mom about that exact same thing last night, how it was interesting to meet Jen in person because I have all of these ideas about her, and she's great and fabulous to talk to on the radio, but yeah. I had never met her in person.
So
and
what
I
did
didn't
you
know
think after
would...
meeting her? Now we can gossip about
she's
her.
Exactly
she's
exactly the same in person on the radio. She's the exact same person, and she's great to talk to, and it was so easy to speak to her. And I said, you know what, it's funny because I'm so close to my friends, and I'm so close to my mom and the rest of my family, but I talk to you guys more than I talk to anyone else.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's funny. You can't help but be close to people that you speak to for at least 4 or 5 hours a day.
Yeah,
it's the best. Think about it that way. It's the best. Having that enthusiasm, and that's really part of my job and our job here in terms of happiness and success that people experience listening to the program is finding things that you really like and thinking about them. It's 11 and a half for the hour now.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Guess what, Friday? Thursday is coming for you. You've been the best day of the week for far too long. But now every Thursday, Buffalo Wild Wings sells boneless wings at a discounted price. That's right, Friday. Thursday's looking real confident. And it's not afraid to use partial-priced wings to be the big man on the calendar. Boneless Thursdays. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 53 past the hour, time for us to spend some quality time with a man who knows more about pets than anybody else that I know, and I got a wide circle of friends who think they know a lot about pets, but they don't. They need to listen and pay attention to Warren Eckstein, who hosts the Pet Show every weekend around the country, petshow.com. Good place to go to get started. Lots of things going on in the world of the animal kingdom, focused on your pet, dogs, etc., right after this.
C'est malveilleuse. This is Pauline Fromer of the Fromer Travel Guides, and I'm talking, of course, about the province of Quebec in Canada, which has something for everyone. You'll find adrenaline junkies on the Via Ferrata, a cable course near Quebec City that winds up the side of a cliff next to and over a massive waterfall, or kayaking through magnificent fjords in Saguenay-Lac-Saint-Jean, havens of peace where you can watch the seals play. Foodies take a journey on the Flavor Trail, a gastronomic tour of Charlevoix, where visits to small town yield the best ciders, traditionally made beers, chocolates, you name it. There are also First Nation villages to tour, vibrant cities to explore, whale watching, and more. To learn about the delights of Quebec, go to QuebecOriginal.com. That's QuebecOriginal.com.
All right, 55 past the hour, time for Warren Eckstein to join our village, our family, our friends. I like to utilize all of my friends because they have skills. They can they help us all to learn. So the folks at PETA apparently are getting upset because we're mistreating sharks, i.e. the Michael Phelps race with the shark. Has anybody, you've been around so many different people with so many different pets. Do you know anybody who's got a shark for a pet?
I don't. I spent some time at the Living Seas in the shark tank years ago when I was doing the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a valid point there. I don't know about the Michael Phelps thing. I think it was an animated shark anyway. The bottom line is sharks are being abused.
Yeah.
I don't agree with Peter on everything. Well, first of all, very often, like in the Asian countries, they use the shark fin soup.
Oh, yeah.
So what they do is
shark fin,
and
they
throw them back in the water.
Yeah, right.
If they catch a shark accidentally, they'll just slaughter the shark. And, you know, I'm a firm believer that everything that's been created has a right to live. So hurting or harming something for no purpose whatsoever just makes me crazy. So, sharks are being abused.
I was taught that as well about 30 years ago. By somebody who had probably the biggest impact in my life of anybody. And she also said, you know, she would talk to ants, and the ants come into the house, she'd tell them to go away, and they'd go away.
Wow, can she come to my place in the spring when the ants come in?
Most of us swat flies and step on ants.
Does it work with people? That's the question.
The part of the animal kingdom, and it really is hard to argue with that. Other than those who are so deliriously self-absorbed that they think everything revolves around them. And hello, welcome to the world, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't.
It's that human ego, Doug. We think we're better than animals.
Yeah, we do.
Say, but you know what? We could never survive in their world, and that's just the bottom line. So, you know, everyone has different places on Earth, and animals have one place. We have another place. And the bottom line is anyone who abuses an animal for any reason, as far as I'm concerned, should be...
But do you consider flies and spiders and ants, do you consider them animals? And
I used to have pet Madagascar hissing cockroaches when I was a kid. So the bottom line is everything has the right to live.
Yeah, whoa.
Everything. What, you know why you're laughing? You're laughing.
Hold on. Let's have a rewind there for a second. They are called what?
Madagascar hissing cockroaches.
Madagascar hissing cockroaches, as opposed to your regular New York cockroach.
These are large cockroaches, very large cockroaches, obviously from Madagascar, and they hiss when you kind of hold them, but they were great pets.
You hold them?
Yeah. No, you laugh, but when I was growing up, no one would come in my room. I had total privacy as a kid growing up.
Oh,
my mother, my father, my sister. So, yeah, I did. But I also had snakes.
Does Denise know all of this?
She does now. Oh. I died in my system. Yeah, but the bottom line is you hit the nail on the head. I respect, in other words, if there's a spider in my house, I will take the time, take the spider, put him on a piece of cardboard, bring him outside where I think it's a safe area. And I think if the spider could do it for me, he would as well. That's just me, Doug.
No, very optimistic of you, Warren.
Something, when I have somebody who I care about yell at me and say, kill that bug on the ceiling, I actually think I don't want to do that. I'd like to put the bug someplace else, but for expediency's sake, oftentimes I just smack them. But I'd rather take them and move them outside because I don't feel good about it.
Yeah, and they like you better when you take them outside, Doug.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Mice included. Although I had a couple of mice that met a sad demise at the end of the mousetrap this winter, but other than that.
Uh-oh.
All right, Warren Eckstein, pet expert. Check out petshow.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.